Warning, we got more ugly people doing it again in public. Listener discretion is advised.
Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man.
Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Men. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of the show where we read you the Florida man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida man-like, or things you have experienced where you encounter some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And this week our email comes to us from Erica, one of our patrons, and she wrote, "Hi Joel and Phil. When I initially saw this story, I did a double take just to make sure it wasn't the same couple from the quickie this week. I glanced at the picture but hadn't listened to the story yet. It's not them, but as I read the story, it was even more ridiculous. Thank you, Alabama."
Ah, my hometown neighbors from Alabama.
Your hometown neighbors?
Well, yeah, I was from Mississippi, so they're just across the state line, in theory. Yeah. Well, not in theory, they are right across the state line. From Greenbow, Alabama!
That usually works when you have right. States that border each other, yeah.
Yeah.
They're right. Usually right across the border.
Did you do the New York Times quickie, or what are the mini crossword puzzle today?
Not today, no.
Yeah, I missed... It separates Oregon and Wyoming. I missed that one.
Idaho.
Yeah, Idaho. Yeah.
We've got listeners there.
Yeah, I know. I know. I had to look it up. I'm thinking a river. I'll start off with a river. Like, no, it's not a river. It's Idaho. It's a whole other state.
Yep.
Geography wasn't my strong suit. Okay, here we go. This comes to us from AL.com. Alabama couple caught having sex in police parking lot ended up walking to jail.
Well, it wasn't that far, I guess.
No, it was close. An Alabama couple was taken to jail Friday after authorities say they were caught having sex in the police department parking lot.
Well, you know, when the mood hits.
Got to scratch the itch.
You do.
Brookside Police Department's communication center spotted the couple about 3:30 p.m., broad-ass daylight, on the department's security cameras. The pair was in a vehicle parked just outside, so officers didn't have to go far when they responded to the scene.
No, they just walked out the door. There it was.
I made out in a fire department. Fire department.
Fire station.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Fire station. Air police. I didn't.
I know a lot of firefighters. I have a feeling that happens a lot.
Chief Mike Jones said they identified the occupants of the vehicle as Paula Gardner and James Sanders, both of Centerpoint.
You're welcome.
As it turns out, Gardner was scheduled for court-ordered community service Friday, stemming from an earlier criminal case. Sanders was her ride there.
Yeah, he was.
Giddy up. When officers approached the vehicle, they noticed a strong odor of, wait for it.
Pussy?
Nope, marijuana. Little Mary Jane. The department's K-9 was deployed. Well, why do you need a K-9 if the human smelled it? Was deployed and positively alerted to the presence of illegal substances inside.
Because the smell is the probable cause to get the dog to search.
So the human can't smell it and I smelled marijuana. You had to wait for the dog?
Yeah, because the dog isn't going to alert to something that smells kind of like it. The dog has a very discerning sense of smell.
Okay. Jones said authorities found crystal methamphetamine, marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and a gun inside the vehicle.
That's the, you know, they all usually pretty much go together, right?
Yep. Gardner and Sanders both were charged with indecent exposure, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Additionally, Sanders was charged with being in possession of a firearm. The vehicle was impounded and both suspects were walked to the city jail. The officers, Jones pointed on the Facebook, did a bang-up job on this case.
Bang.
Bow. But a
bow, wow.
Yep.
They're trying to emulate Grady Judd with their writing on their Facebook.
Oh,
page.
They got a ways to go.
Yep. Alabama.
They got a ways to go.
They're not quite the caliber of Polk County, but although I would say Polk County is the Alabama of Florida.
Polk County is no, we're not going there. Absolutely not.
I didn't say it was Mississippi.
You cannot compare a county to an entire state. No, of stories. We are not doing that. Not happening. Not
Oklahoma, maybe?
No.
We do get a lot of stories.
You're not going to demean a whole state. No, we're not demeaning a whole state. We have listeners in these states. You can't say that.
We have listeners in Polk County, too.
That's different.
Well, they agree with us.
Well, that's fine. That's a county, and everybody knows they're crazy in Polk County, but you can't do it. You can't make that general assumption for a whole state. Come on, man.
That's what we do this entire show about.
We do?
Florida.
Not a whole state. Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to leave it to Florida. We're not bringing Alabama into this. It's not happening. All right.
All right.
I don't need that. I don't need that hate mail. Well, that's our listener quickie stories for this week. And, we've learned, if you need to get your, scratch that itch, don't do it in a police parking lot.
Anywhere really where the cops are congregating.
Especially at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts parking lot. Don't do it there either. You'll probably get
caught. Home Depot would be a good one in the back.
Yeah.
Or Sam's. Nobody would know any different than Sam's or Walmart.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
They should have a section in Walmart for that. For sex outside?
Oh, no. Inside Walmart.
They have a sex inside Walmart area? We do a lawn and garden section? That's our listener quickie show for this week. Thank you, Erica, for sending this in. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the quickie show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and Sheltered in Place Studios in Bonita Springs, Florida, and mixed in an Alabama police station parking lot.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020 Shadyside Media, LLC. All rights reserved.